Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton testifies about Benghazi. Mrs. Clinton telling a Republican-led congressional committee that she has lost more sleep than all of you put together over the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Mrs. Clinton was the sole witness Thursday during an 11-hour congressional hearing on the attack that left four Americans dead, including U.S. Ambassador to Libya, Christopher Stevens.
Let's be worthy of the trust the American people have bestowed upon us. They expect us to lead, to learn the right lessons, to rise above partisanship, and to reach for statesmanship.
Republicans allege there are many inconsistencies in Mrs. Clinton's account on what happened and what could have been done to prevent it. A joint rescue mission by U.S. and Iraqi Kurdish fighters freed about 70 hostages facing execution by Islamic State militants in northern Iraq. One American serviceman was killed, becoming the first member of the U.S. military to die in action in the year-long campaign against IS extremists. Military officials at the Pentagon said the hostages had been held in an Islamic State prison. The U.S. says Iraqi units captured five Islamic State fighters and that a number of other IS activists were killed. A new report says 30,000 people in South Sudan's Unity State are on the brink of starvation and death amid growing hunger in the war-ravaged country. The report from UN-backed food security experts warns four Unity State counties could slide into famine conditions by the end of the year if there is not any immediate humanitarian assistance. This is VOA. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry voiced some cautious optimism that a solution can be found to defuse deadly Israeli-Palestinian violence that's left at least 8 Israelis and 50 Palestinians dead. Following a four-hour meeting Thursday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Berlin, Secretary Kerry said some proposals may be offered in the coming days that will have an impact on stopping the unrest. VOA's Pam Dawkins reports.
Secretary of State Kerry told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, "We know each other well and have the ability to make a difference," as they sat down for talks in Berlin Thursday.
It is absolutely critical to end all incitement and all violence and to find a road forward to build the possibility, which is not there today, for a larger process.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu continues to point a finger of blame at Palestinians, saying there is no question that the wave of attacks was driven by incitement. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Berlin.
Secretary Kerry will meet with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas on Saturday. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. slammed Russia's military intervention in Syria, saying it's made the Islamic State terrorists stronger and allowing them to seize more Syrian territory. Ambassador Samantha Power told a meeting of the U.N. Security Council on the Middle East Thursday that Russia's intervention worsened an already dire situation. It said, according to the Syrian Network for Human Rights, the Russian airstrikes have hit schools and markets around Aleppo, killing at least 100 civilians. The World Health Organization is stepping up efforts to control multiple cholera outbreaks in Africa and the Middle East to prevent the disease from spreading and threatening the health of thousands. Lisa Schlein has details.
More than 10,700 cholera cases and 170 deaths are reported in five countries in the Eastern Mediterranean and African regions: Iraq, Bahrain, Kuwait, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Tanzania. The WHO team leader in the Department of Pandemic and Epidemic Diseases, Dominique Legros, says he is particularly worried about the cholera situation in the African region, where the worst El Nino conditions in the past 20 years are forecast. He says this weather phenomenon is expected to trigger torrential rains in the coming months and cause an upsurge in waterborne diseases, including cholera. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Southwestern Mexico is bracing for powerful Hurricane Patricia. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.